Welcome back. Now it's time for House District 31, where the candidates are the challenger, Daniel DiNardo of the Alaskan Independence Party, and the incumbent Republican, Bob Lynn. We'll start with Mr. DiNardo.
Thank you. The major problem that faces Alaskans today is the most serious problem that any nation can face, and that's what's referred to, I refer to it, as a Sovietization, not only of the United States, but of Alaska in particular. I've tried to bring the issues to the forefront on a continual basis over the number of years, and I'd like to share a map with you that I got from the State Department. And what this map shows from the State Department is that 73% of Alaska is under joint U.S.-Soviet management through environmental agreements signed in the 60s and 70s. I'd like to also show you another map of another piece of land exchange that's occurring between the Soviets and the communist-controlled State Department. It's called the International Peace Park up in Kotzebue, where hundreds of thousands of acres, actually thousands of miles of Alaskan territory, is being melded with the Soviet territory across the Bering Sea to actually be placed under joint U.S.-Soviet management. In 1990, and this map shows it very distinctly, there was a maritime boundary treaty signed between the communist-controlled U.S. State Department and the Soviet Union, transferring part of the Aleutian chain back to the Soviet Union, with further promises of further negotiations and further transfers. It's time for Alaskans to stand up and declare their independence in a constitutional convention. Thank you.
Representative Lynn.
Thank you, Michael. Well, my opponent's a tough act to follow. He seems to see the world through a different set of glasses, but that's okay because this is America, and I love America's diversity, and it'd be a boring place if we all had the same thoughts. Even so, we need to send folks down to Juneau, the legislature, to have some a degree of reality and common sense. Legislators should be a reflection of those they hope to represent. Most of all, legislators should have a servant's heart. In other words, we're supposed to serve others, not ourselves. And that's what I've tried to do. My record proves that Bob Lynn puts people ahead of politics. I've kept campaign promises, sometimes to my detriment. Republicans, Democrats, independents, whatever, we all share the same problems. And nobody's problem should have a party label. I'm ready, eager, and able to continue our work in the legislature, and I respectfully request the honor of your vote.
Thank you very much, Representative Linden. It's now your opportunity to ask Mr. DiNardo a question.
I've listened to Mr. DiNardo speak on several different occasions, and I've read his statement in the election pamphlet, which I urge others to read. And so I really don't have any questions for Mr. DiNardo, but I'll do my best to respond to any of his questions because he's apparently one of my constituents.
Okay, Mr. DiNardo, we'll turn it over to you. Do you have a question for Representative Lynn?
Yes, I do. Of course, you've served in the legislature for quite a bit of time, and a newspaper, the Daily News, quoted you in your vote on the AGIA gas line, saying that there would be a tremendous economic, in fact, it would be the worst economic crisis ever in the state's history if that wasn't voted through. Yet, much of the facts that were presented at the hearing show that it's absolutely impossible to build the way it's going to be built, that you're inviting a foreign communist-controlled corporation into the state of Alaska to build the pipeline, yet you're saying that that would create a tremendous financial disaster and a disaster in other respects for the state of Alaska. And I'd like to hear what your response to that is as to a specific description of what is this great disaster that you foresee.
Well, the great disaster would be for nobody to build a gas pipeline, either in-state or through Canada. And I have no idea who this communist entity is that you're talking about. Last I heard, Canada is one of our allies. I think it's necessary that we build that gas pipeline, whether it's TransCanada or the Denali Project or whoever. We must get our gas to market. It's the benefit of Alaska as well as to the lower 48. And I'll do everything I can to push that together. I hope these folks will come together to reason together to get the gas pipeline that we need.
Thank you, Representative Lynn. Mr. DiNardo, your rebuttal.
It's an absolute financial fraud. Under Hammond, they had the Alpetco project to build a petrochemical complex down in Valdez, and I handled all the state's petroleum revenues at the time, testified continually against it, and later it was shown to be a financial fraud, costing the state literally tens of billions in lost funds and investment. Mr. Lynn's vote on this project is of the same caliber. Trans-Canada Pipeline is absolutely controlled by the Communist Party in Canada. It's a public record there. He could look it up for himself if he cared to. Also, they don't have the expertise, and it's an absolute financial fraud, and they're just taking the state of Alaska for $500 million. And not only that, but they don't meet any of the financial ratios in the bill itself.
Mr. Lynn, Representative Lynn, if you have a brief rebuttal or comment?
No, I don't. I studied the issue. I listened to the consultants of the administration, our own legislature. We spent a lot of money to listen to, and I think we need to listen to folks, and I made the best vote I knew how, and I hope I had a good vote.
Okay. I want to turn to questions from the host, and we'll start with Mr. DiNardo. With the price of a barrel of oil having fallen in half, what does that mean for our budget, and how do we plan for next year?
Well, first of all, when we talk about this subject, it usually comes under the heading of economics. I will guarantee you, sitting here right now, that the price of oil is going to slide to $35 a barrel. It is going to paralyze the state financially. And for that, for my information, I rely on the central bank of all central banks. It's called the Bank of International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. Starting 5 years ago, they planned this criminal globalist act to basically, as the Wall Street Journal, and I quote the Wall Street Journal from yesterday, to Sovietize America. That's what we're witnessing, the Sovietization of America. The largest transfer of private property ownership in the history of the world is taking place right now to the privately, federally controlled, not federal government, but federal as in the European sense, of all private property in the United States to a private corporation held in trust for the Bank of International Settlements. What the state of Alaska needs is a constitutional convention and a declaration of independence. That is the only solution because of the criminal globalism that's practiced right on the surface now. They're not even trying to hide it.
Okay. Representative Lynn, the question was more or less with the price of oil having fallen in half, what are we going to do for the budget?
Well, we need to drill more and more. We need to get more drilling done. I think the national project of drill is where we need to go. We need to watch our budget. We need to be careful how we spend. The price of oil is, in fact, falling. And the only way to deal with this, Michael, is more exploration.
Okay. Try something a little bit different here for both of you, spreading the questions around. Whom do you admire in American public life or public life anywhere in the world and government politics, and why?
Well, I admire my wife most of all. I have to say that because I don't want to lose her vote. I really admired Ronald Reagan, most of the modern people, and quite frankly, I thought a lot about Harry Truman. I wish that some of the more modern Democrats had Harry Truman's outlook on things.
Thank you, sir, Mr. DiNardo.
Well, the people I admire the most, and I'll show you this map of Alaska again. Most of the times you see an official map of Alaska, they truncate the five Arctic islands that the state of Alaska owns. Henrietta, Jeanette, Harold, and Bennett Islands encompass an oil field that has 1,000 times more reserves than everything in the Middle East combined. These islands were discovered by Americans after the Alaska Purchase, and this is what the future of the state of Alaska relies on, and I call it the nation of Alaska, actually. And this is our territory, and this is what's incumbent upon any legislator that you choose to go to Juneau, because this is the future of Alaska, and yet none of the people down there have any concept of it, do nothing about it, and they live in a symbolic darkness down there. They really only take care of themselves, contrary to what Mr. Lynn likes to portray tonight. But this is what I think it is the destiny of Alaska, and we must assert our ownership because it's the Western civilization is at stake here. So I think that is what's most important. You talk about the price of barrel, 35 million barrels a day could be start produced immediately.
Okay, we're going to go to closing statements, and first up is Representative Bob Lynn.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, everybody, for watching this debate tonight. I believe our future requires responsible resource and economic development. We need to go full speed ahead on the gas pipelines, and we need to open ANWR without delay. We can and we should do all these things while conserving our environment. I'm optimistic about the future of Alaska, especially for young people. I don't think anybody should be in the legislature unless they are, in fact, an optimist. If we don't think we can make things better by going to legislature, what's the point of trying to get elected? Your concerns are on my mind every time I cast a vote, and I'll continue doing the best I can to represent you responsibly and effectively. Please call me if you have any questions, complaints, or concerns. Please read the election pamphlet, both mine and my opponent. And my name is in the phone book. My home number is 346-4447. If it wasn't okay to call me, I wouldn't give you my telephone number on TV. Again, I respectfully request the honor of your vote.
Thank you, Representative Lynn. And let's go to Mr. DiNardo, your closing statement, sir.
Thank you. I think what we don't need is we don't need the Bob Lynns, the typical Communist Party politicians down there, and that's exactly what they are. All you have to do is take a cursory look at history, and these Democratic Communist Party and the Republican Communist Party, both of them corporations, have been in charge of this country and of this great state. And what have they done? They have nothing to show for anything. All they've done is create problem after problem to perpetuate their own existence. And what they don't know the Constitution. They don't know the Declaration of Independence. They don't even know the basic history of the state of Alaska, as my map shows on a continual basis, that we own 5 Arctic islands that control the future destiny of Western civilization. They don't know anything about it. They don't want to do anything about it because they're too caught up with the what I call the cult of personality of their own party leader, Sarah Palin. What we need is a constitutional convention. What we need is a return to money of account. This financial disaster, these are called United States notes. This is the total freedom and liberty of all working men and women. And what we're stuck with is a continual Communist Party politics that must be destroyed and taken out right now.
Thank you very much, Mr. DiNardo.
Thank you.